Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 W.
Go by your real name.
Don't, dude. I don't
go by your real name. Harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Dude, I don't like what you're doing, especially when we have guests in the studio. That's not cool. You throw me under the bus.
Well, I already told him the story about Bob, so, like...
Let's get to our Cat Talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius your part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of your Stanley Cup-bound Florida Panthers. And what a privilege it is to have Mike Bolt in studio with us here.
Yes!
He has brought a guest with him, a thing that we are hoping that the Cats in four wins will be hoisting up. The Stanley Cup is in studio with us. Mike Bolt, you are the keeper of the cup. Thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having us.
This is, what is this? Give us, I guess, your week ahead, because you have the Stanley Cup. Do you keep guard? Like, you have it in eyesight at all times. What is the week like with the Stanley Cup leading up to the final?
Well, there's lots going on. I mean, we're on a bit of a media tour now. I'm finishing up here in South Florida. I'll head to Las Vegas tomorrow morning. Do some media there. We have the big media day Friday, and of course, game one starts on Saturday, which, your Panthers are competing against the Golden Knights, and it should be a great series.
You just go back and forth with the...
Yes, we do, yep.
When they come here, the cup comes here, so it's always on display during the whole...
Well, it's not really public. We got a bunch of events lined up. Okay. I don't even know what's going on by the time I get to game three. I just kind of know what's going on tomorrow and the next day.
Right.
We're busy year-round. The cup's on the road over 300 days a year. When it's not on the road, it's home as the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. But we spend 100 days with a winning team. Each member of the winning team gets to have a day with it and take it to wherever they want to go in the world and share it with their friends and family and have a little bit of fun with it.
What is what's the craziest thing you've heard of somebody doing?
Again, this is a question that I don't even know how to answer that. I mean,
so that means there must be some crazy ones that you can't talk about.
There's a lot of different things.
So what is the call you get where you're just like, Mike, the cup is missing? Has you ever gotten the cup is damaged? Like,
well,
what is?
It's kind of hard because I'm there. Like, we're
you're
we're,
always with
we're
it.
There.
Always with
day
the
up. You're
me,
there.
Me or another guy or two of us. There's always a keeper of the cup, if not two of us, with it during the summer at all times.
Okay, so when let's just say
when we take it to a player, we arrive at their home, we give them a little briefing on the day and how the rules go, and then we start off in whatever events they have lined up throughout the day.
What are the rules?
The bottom line is that the player, when they have it, that they're the ones that get to hoist it and carry it and lift it. And then when it comes to having a drink out of it, they have to hold it to allow everybody else at the party to have a drink out of it.
Wait, that's a rule?
That's a rule.
That has to happen.
Yeah. Like, you can't, if you pour a beer into the cup, I would actually say you can't do that. You have to get the player to do it and hold it with you or hold it while you drink out of it. I mean, they earned it, and it's a respect/safety thing.
Wow. That's
rules.
Incredible.
There's rules. I love that.
I love
rules.
Well, there's a lot of few rules with
a
cup.
A few rules. I would imagine. So you travel, and this is all over the world because everybody's not from Canada or the U.S.
That's exactly right.
So you're all over, and do they, like, set up dates?
Yeah.
So you just go through the roster, everybody, these are the dates I have available, where are you going to be?
We actually set up a very organized schedule. So a couple of days, or really the 24 hours after the team wins the cup, we sit down with a few of the top dogs in the organization and start giving them the rough idea how to put the schedule together. And We tell them, let's try and keep it as geographical as possible. So we're not in, like, we're not in, you know, northern Canada one day and Europe the next and then back in the U.S. No, we try and keep it as geographical for not wasting our time in the air throughout the summer.
Got to tell you, though.
But it's an interesting, fun, and grueling schedule.
That is nuts.
The Stanley Cup end up down here, you're going to have some fun.
Hey, I had a lot of fun down here during the All-Star game when we were down here.
Yeah.
So it was great.
I noticed, of course, the white gloves, which is just a delight. I love the fact that you have like that those on at all times for you when you're touching Lord Stanley.
When I'm carrying it, like if I'm doing an appearance, once I put it down, I take them off. They are hot. I got it on here because the cup's right next to me, and that way I can give it a little touch and show you guys something or point something out.
You were telling us a little bit during the break, but can you explain the engraving? So like you have a spot already set for this year's winner, which is a little bit lower than we have on camera right now, but. There'll be a spot for the entire, hopefully Panthers roster, but whatever team wins, how many names can you keep on that cup?
Yeah, it's 52 names per year. We're the team that wins this year. They're going to go on the bottom. There's already five teams there. The team that wins this year will be on the cup for 60 years before their names are taken off and removed and put in the Hall of Fame. The top band, actually, that I'm pointing to here, this band comes off next, and it'll come off in 8 years and go into the Hall of Fame in Toronto. The longest you can be on the cup is 65 years. Shortest is 52. Again, depending on where you fit on the bottom, this year is 60.
What, and you, but in the cup, like in the self, the top part where people drink out of, like there's things that are engraved on there. Those never get taken off?
Why, no, like, the top half stays the same. This ring here where it curls in represents the first 100 years from 1893 up to 1992. So you can find every team on it. For example, if your grandfather played for the 1940 Rangers, I could show you the team name. You'd actually have to go to Toronto to the Hockey Hall of Fame to see the actual nameplate with the name on it that you're looking for.
That's cool.
It is cool because it's not only just the Stanley Cup, it's the history of
hockey. There's nothing like
it. Right, that's exactly it. Like, I mean, these guys are, like we talked about, scattered all over the place. And let's just, if a player's from, say, Boston or Massachusetts area, a lot of his friends and family are probably Bruins fans. So you see a lot of Bruins jerseys. We'll see a lot of different jerseys throughout the summer. You know, guys are respectful. You know, if Golden Knights or if the Panthers win, there'll be obviously a lot of those jerseys around, of course. But then, if you're in a market that's closer to another big NHL team, you might see some of those jerseys come out. Because this represents all of hockey. Every hockey fan is a fan of this.
What are some of the superstitions around the cup? Because we were talking about this. We know, like, when they won the conference championship. They were like, Matthew Tkachuk was like, I don't care about superstitions. We're touching the trophy. Some people don't. What are some of the superstitions you hear around the Stanley Cup?
I think the media has really created all the superstitions, to be honest. I don't buy it. I think it was great that the Panthers grabbed it. They won the thing. I don't get this.
It's a reward.
You won it. And you worked your butts off of it. And winning the conference is not an easy thing. Like, so I think it's great that the Panthers grabbed it. I mean, you worked your heart off for it. And, you don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks. I mean, this might be the highest you go. It may not be. But I think you got to enjoy the moment. I mean, Vegas, obviously, they didn't touch it this time, but they did last time. I mean, that's the weird superstition about everything. You know, fans sometimes won't touch it until their team wins. But look, I mean, I've been around in the South Florida area between the All-Star game and here. Yes, fans have touched it, and fans will not touch it. So, of course, the players don't want to be around the cup until they have the opportunity to give it a hoist. That's for sure.
So you would say, Mike, if somebody were to be characterized as a harbinger of strife and misfortune, that seems to be some hocus pocus stuff, and they aren't a jinx. Is that the direction you would go? So if, like, let's just say, for example, one was had a good relationship with the goalie of the Panthers, and another friend says, don't talk to him up until the playoffs start, you would find that to be nonsense, would you not?
I would.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Leroy.
Don't try
to. And you know what I would say?
Bobrovsky,
oh, wait, you know what I would say? Just in case, don't mush the situation.
Dude.
How did I get involved in your guys' feud?
Because he's just trying to find somebody to support that. Like, we've had articles written about this. Harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that was going to be in the article, dude. Like, that was used against it. I didn't know about this. This media, they seem to take things out of context, Mike. I didn't understand how this worked as a media member. I'm not sure. Like, this seems a little bit ridiculous. So, how long until after? So, you set up the schedule for winning. Like, how soon thereafter of winning the cup does the scheduling start for people getting their day? Like, I imagine they got to get it for the parade, for the organization.
So the first week is kind of just kind of fly by the seat of your pants kind of thing. Like, obviously the parade is kind of penciled in there, and then we'll do a few individual player things. We'll do a team party. Yeah, every year is a little different for the first week. But by the end of the first week, well, kind of really after the NHL awards and the draft, then we kind of start the world tour. That gives them like about 10 days, depending on how far the series goes. If it's seven games, it's a quick turnaround because we go pretty much like 4 or 5 days after that. We're at the awards and then the draft. So within a week of somebody winning, they could be having their cup day.
And does the organization get any time just to have it too? Like like how often does like let's say the Panthers getting to have the Stanley Cup at their arena for fans to see or whatever? Like how long do you get that before they have to give it up to the Hall of Fame?
Really, it's the team gets 100 days. So whatever they decide to do and how they do it, I mean, pretty much July and August is spent traveling with the hockey ops from the players, the coaches, and the trainers. We'll all get a day with it. Come September, we start doing some of that more sponsors, corporate stuff, slash maybe season ticket holders, the odd public appearance maybe, depending. But that usually doesn't happen until the fall time.
Man. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 24 years.
24? How did you get this job?
By not being a good hockey player. I didn't dream of looking after it. I dreamed of winning, but that didn't quite work out. So next best thing, get a job at the Hall of Fame.
I swore if I didn't play in the Super Bowl, I would never go to one. I've never been to a Super Bowl.
So I get that.
But this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like it's got an aura to it. Like, are you, for you, does it like, do you always understand like, I guess, the importance of history of what you're holding, or like, for, do you ever be like, all right, I get it. I'm around the Stanley Cup all the time.
No, I'm a fan. I mean, I'm even after 24 years, I'm still in awe of this thing. I'm still, wow, I can't believe I get to carry it. Mm-hmm. You know, during the playoffs, I'm in the hotel, like getting the cup cleaned up for the next day, and I got it out, and they're referencing the cup on whether it's ESPN or TNT, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, it's not lost to me even after 24 years.
How does one check this in on a plane? Like, can you explain? Like, how does that go?
You pray a lot. I mean, we check it like luggage. Yeah, just outside your studio is a case, and it looks like a big roadie case that we travel in. So, so I'm flying out of Miami tomorrow. So if anybody's working for American Airlines, I'm coming through tomorrow. Take care and get it on the plane because we need it in Las Vegas.
Oh, man. Mike, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, man. This is
really
awesome.
Cool you stopping by.
This is awesome.
Well, guys, thanks for having both of us. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really with Stanley. You were fantastic in this interview as well.
Yeah, he's a little quiet at times.
Yeah, I understand. We appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for stopping by. And, man, hopefully that thing gets comfortable down here in South Florida. We hope that's going to be the case. We'll take a quick
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Break. Back with more after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you as Lord Stanley has left the building. Well, it hasn't left the building. It's left the room. Hockman's here. Hockman came in early today. He wants a picture of the Stanley Cup. Hockman and Crowder coming up after us today, everybody. So, got that going. That was cool, Leroy. That was a cool experience. Cool. I like that.
I got to tell you, it was a little more exciting than I thought.
Me too.
Because here's why. I've been around all of the championship trophies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of like the U.S. Open in golf or, you know, the Masters. It's something to see all the names and the history on the trophy, right? That makes it different and unique to every other one.
Right.
So when you talk about 100-plus years of history and you can look on the cup and see a lot of the stuff that, you know, transpired. Now, I will say this. I know the first question everybody asks, and I asked the same thing. How in the hell do you get all those teams from 100 years of hockey? Well, here's the kicker. They only put 60 to 65 years, and every time they fill up a bottom one, a top ring moves up and everybody moves up.
Yep.
So he explained it. So it's really cool, though. But so if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, their name will be on that
until
for a minimum of 60 years.
Yeah, so it'll be there until 2088.
83.
No, he said 65 years.
65 up to 60 years mostly.
Okay.
Right. So
still cool.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. Like you look at that trophy that has names on it and champions on it and stuff on it from before you, your parents, or maybe even your grandparents were born.
Right.
That makes that trophy one of the coolest ones. It's not one they just print up a new one. Like the basketball,
yeah,
like, they just do a new one. Football, they just do a new one.
Basketball's cool. Like we've gotten to be around Larry O'Brien. I've hugged one. Oh, that's so beautiful.
I've never been around one.
Well, you'll get another one this year, JFig. Don't worry.
Yes, we will.
This is, dude, this could, can you imagine
really cool.
though, dude? We are,
could we?
We are on the brink of something. Like, either one.
Trophy, trophy?
Yeah.
Like, pizza, pizza?
What? Trophy, trophy?
What? That's champion, 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 champion.
Do you imagine?
Dude.
Do you imagine two parades?
And wait, hold on. Well, because, listen, here's the crazy thing. I know we're going to go on the Heat championship run
because mm-hmm.
they like us.
Yeah.
Right? And you know Bob loves them some Tobin.
That's right.
I hope y'all just
I want to be on the Bobrovsky
I hope y'all just let me come along.
I won't tell him what you said.
What?
You called him 4GB.
He was! He was!
You know what he'd be then?
I've never said one bad thing about Bob all year. I haven't.
But then you would have to call him Champ Bob.
Champ Bob.
Champ Bob.
Champ Bob. That's right. Just right, because right now, like, I don't know what the term standing on his head means.
I'm Chelsea Messenger helping.
I don't either. Need me neither, Chelsea. I don't know.
I don't know what that means, but they say it about a goalie.
I think it means, like, he could stop anything even standing on his head. I think that's what that means. I think that's what it means, dude. I think that's what that means.
That sounds ridiculous.
Bob also does gymnastics. He does.
I know.
Works out on trampoline.
I know. Remember he was stopping tennis balls and during the COVID.
Yeah.
Yep. Because he wasn't stopping pucks. He stopped tennis
he
balls.
Calls me the harbinger of misfortune.
You are, dude.
Can I, Dan Day, can you get the soundbite for me? So this is really cool. Coco Gauff, great tennis player.
Yep.
What is she, 19 years old at this point?
Yeah, 19.
So she is a massive Heat fan, massive Jimmy Butler fan. Jimmy Butler went to the Miami Open to go watch Coco in action, and she revealed at the French Open, Jimmy Butler, his confidence has remained sky high this entire time, and she says this goes way back. This was her speaking to the media on Jimmy Butler's confidence in making a finals run.
This was before we were in the playoffs. The Heat were in the playoffs. He offered me tickets to see the last home season, last home game of the season. And then he DM'd me like a couple weeks later asking if I wanted more tickets to see the postseason. And I said, I won't be here. I'll be in Madrid and then Rome and then France. And then he said, okay, know when we make the finals or when we make the finals, let me know if your family wants some tickets. So this was before we were even in the playoffs. This is before we lost to the Hawks for the first play-in game. And I just felt like I knew that, you know, everybody was like, we have a 3% chance of making the finals. But when he sent me that, I knew we were making the finals because he didn't say if we make the finals. He said when we make the finals. So now that he were in the finals, I can say that story. But I remember screenshotting it and sending it to my family. And I was like, oh, we're going to the finals. So that's my Jimmy Butler story. He pretty much said that we were going to the finals before we even qualified for the playoffs. And I just really like that mentality of him. So that's the story.
That's cool. Goosies, dude. No goosies? Goosies.
I mean,
dude.
Listen.
Come on.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Just get the goosies once.
There is nothing that Jimmy Butler has ever said that's ever wavered from this. So, am I shocked to hear it? No. Right? Because the one thing I will say is he's been consistent with relax. We got this.
Yep.
Let's go get a dub. Right? And so.
Even after that gut punch in game six.
Yeah, right. Right.
He's like.
And I don't know whether that comes from Spo. Right? Because they. To the point where sometimes it pisses me off. They seem unreasonably calm. Right? Right?
I just looked at Schmeath and Schmolnick, who says Tobin is a hamburger of misfortune. Bastard.
That might be better.
Such a bastard. Yeah, like in that game when he was just like, look, and like I appreciate accountability. Like I do like the fact that he's just like, look, I told them all if I play better,
we're yeah, not but in this that's situation, but that's you know what that is? That's genuine and real.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like he's gonna call it like you see it. He's going to talk trash when he need to, but he's not going to make himself exempt from any of that. And I think that is a quality that I've grown to appreciate in people in general, to realize that we're not all perfect. We make mistakes. We got to be able to own it and bounce back and be better. And I think this team has been the epitome of that all year.
Mm-hmm.
All year, to the point where when it all started clicking, they didn't have any sudden moves. They were just like, okay, we knew it was coming. We didn't know when, but yeah, we expected this. So it's fun to watch just from the standpoint of how they go about it. Listen to Spo talk. I mean, Spo, the angriest he's been is he wanted to play the game right after the last game. That's it. Other than that, he's been calm.
Right now?
Right.
Right now?
Right. Like okay,
Spo, can't tip it off now, dude. You got to wait. You go, we'll wait, but we would do it now.
Everybody has that same attitude. So it's fun to watch just to see that attitude.
Also feels like he's been watching a lot of war movies because he keeps telling everybody to drop us off in parachutes.
Like, I don't know what that is. Like, I mean, dude, you want us to drop you off in Normandy?
No, like, you know.
You know, he won't need to stretch. you think Spo's ever jumped out of a parachute?
Do I think that's
jumped a plane in a parachute?
Spo has ever gone skydiving.
Skydiving, yeah. Now, let me help you out.
I'm going to go no.
Yes.
Maybe not yet, but maybe he.
No.
I think
no.
He has it
I
in
don't
him.
Know.
Dude, I got to tell you.
You know who seems like a skydiver?
Would you skydive?
Yes.
No. Right.
Yes.
Of course, because you're going to have a man strapped to the back of you coaxing you down.
First of all, I feel like a baby. Like, right. You're going to have me in your little
right.
harness. Like,
right.
No thanks. Your baby Bjorn.
Really? You can't pretend you're not a baby for like a minute?
No. Okay. Because you're looking at me like I'm not the immature. You're the one in a baby Bjorn jumping out of the sky.
Right.
Oh, please. Come on. Really?
Right.
Is that what's going to stop you from doing that?
Oh, okay.
And really wait. Cool experience? Yeah. No. And free falling in the sky.
Well, let me ask you something. What if the guy is having a really bad day? Like, what if that guy is just not on his A game that day?
Then
baby Bjornholder.
They wouldn't put him to fly.
How do you know, J-Fig?
Because there's tests and stuff like that before
there's
that.
There's tests? There's tests on the the baby Bjornholder?
Yes.
No, I don't believe it. No thanks. The snorkeling I would do. I go under the water. You know, snorkeling, scuba diving.
What if you had a bad day and you're out there snorkeling?
I won't have a bad day because otherwise I wouldn't go under the water if my mind
exactly,
wasn't right.
Exactly. Boxed in because he would not go
I love,
out there.
Oh, you know what?
Okay. I love you. Never, okay, hold on.
You're boxed in.
No, I'm not boxed in. I'm not boxed in. You don't get to just say boxed in. That means you're boxed in because like you
heard
about
it. All the time.
That's true. I don't do that.
Yes, you do. And let me you literally just said what I said, but in a different term.
This is why you're a dishonorable judge.
No, I'm not.
This is why you're a dishonorable judge. It is.
You want her to recuse herself?
I do. She's not impartial anymore.
Can I just say that under no circumstances have I thought it to be interesting, fun, or exciting to jump out of a perfectly good plane, right?
If I had to pick somebody on the Heat.
I can't jump out of no plane. I get terrified when there's turbulence.
If I had to pick somebody on the Heat staff who goes skydiving, I'd go Chris Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Quinn looks like he puts on the
adventurer?
Yellow. Yes. Yes. I think Chris Quinn's going mountain climbing in the offseason just to you know, test his mind.
Or Riley would do it.
Max Drews do it.
Riley would do it to show he still got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Zoe, no.
No.
Dan
Day, would you go skydiving? You think I'm sober enough to go skydiving in my life? Hell no.
Like, you're not even allowed to take a shot on the plane before I jump out? Because if I'm baby Bjorned up, it's not my responsibility. Can't I just ease the nerves a little bit?
No.
That's why I can't go, because they're going to know that I'm wasted.
Hey, but I did the airplane thing. That was terrifying.
You did the vomit comet?
Like you were no. you went on a fighter jet or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's terrifying.
How'd that go for you?
Like, I kept thinking I was getting ready to black out. Dude, can I just tell you? Just imagine going from where we are right now to that building right there and then going straight up. That's how fast you get in the air.
You know, since you pointed to the windowplex, can I get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up 866-954-MORE.
Lord Stanley!
Lord Stanley!
Well, at least they do have a Canadian guy, right?
True.
All right, it is mostly cloudy. Winds are out of the east. Very light. No, see, Tim.
I like how you're holding the hockey stick during your report because you're so hockey to the gills right now.
It's going to rain later because it's building. And I would say it's 80, 85 degrees. Other than that, if you got anything to do, get it in before about 2 o'clock.
There you go.
Boom. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
He but is a golfer.
Says you guys are cowards.
Why?
Why? Because we don't want to jump in the sky?
Yeah.
All right, I guess call me a coward, Vanessa.
You'll jump in the water?
I will jump in the water.
Nope, I wouldn't jump in the water.
There's no scary animals in the sky.
Okay, dude, you've never heard of pterodactyls?
Really?
Wait, if a bird, if a duck can take down an airplane by flying into... What do you think that duck could do with a passing human?
What if a bird saw my nose and thought I was one of its own?
Well, that's your
like
problem.
A condor.
Like a condor just went, hey, what's up?
What's up, fat condor?
Ooh, say, we got a thick one. We got a thick one over here. Hey, dude, no. No, I get scared getting on a ladder. I'm not going to look outside of a plane.
On a ladder?
Yeah, dude, I hate heights. I hate heights.
Well, see, that makes sense as to why you wouldn't do it. Are you afraid of heights, Tobin?
I wouldn't say I'm too afraid of heights. I mean, I'm sure, like, if you put me in a situation, like, you know those idiots who are, like, going to that building where you could see through the floor? And I don't think I'd love that.
Why?
I don't know.
I like roller coasters.
I like roller coasters. I like thrill rides.
Yeah, I like the Hulk. I don't do the demon drop stuff. You know,
that one was fun. I think it's like Dr. Doom or something like that.
Yeah, but with Rip Rockin' Rocket.
That one was fun.
That thing that goes straight up.
That was fun.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I don't get on no rides that the continuation is outside of the park. So, you know, that's the Rip Rockin' Rocket is when you first come in to Universal, there's the one part of a track that goes right outside.
Yeah.
That's Rip Rock and Rocket.
Can I tell you something, though?
What's up?
Speaking of skies, I'm sensing a little bit of fear off these Nuggets. I got to be honest with you. I am. All this altitude talk from them.
Can I just say?
A little unbecoming.
What a weird statement.
What do you mean?
I'm feeling a little nervous about these Nuggets.
No, I'm sensing nerves from the Nuggets. I'm not nervous about them. Like, here. Why would you bring up the altitude thing if you're Michael Malone?
You know what makes you nervous? Can I tell you what makes you nervous?
What?
In life. The unknown. Right? I think we all know what Denver has been all year.
Uh-huh.
But nobody really knows what the Heat are or can be until you play against it. Because you've seen the Heat dismantle a number of different teams that play a lot of different ways. And so if you're Denver, you're not afraid of the Heat as much as you are afraid of the unknown. Like, you're talking about a team that was the eighth seed. You're talking about a team that barely made it into the playoffs. And then you talk about a team that's dismantled the top three, the top four teams.
Look, if they think they're playing head games with Miami.
No, they're not.
I think they are. I think you're sorely mistaken. Yeah, I just think that him throwing that out there to get the altitude in their lungs, for me, is a sense of weakness for Michael Malone. It really is. I think for a guy like that who puts up
that's where you went?
Yeah, because I've been thinking about it. Like,
what, can I ask you a question? What are they afraid of?
They're afraid. They think. They're like, oh, we've had this great season.
Keep in mind, they haven't won a championship either.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ever.
So this could be the greatest opportunity they ever have. And now all of a sudden, you have this feisty underdog story that's coming into your building. You know, you have 3 weeks of rest.
There's only three guys that won championship on the Heat, right? Three?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But hear me out. You have this 3 weeks of rest that you've had, okay? Been off forever. Rest versus rust. Might be rust. And they have come into every building.
You're just touching the ball.
I'm just saying.
You're just touching the ball.
They've come into every building, uh-huh, and they've taken home court advantage like that. Snatched it. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what they
mm-hmm
do.
Mm-hmm.
They've been road warriors. This mm-hmm Heat team, mm-hmm, they just go out there and win on the road. So this Michael Malone sees this. They see this tough mentality that the Heat have. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he's mentioning altitude. I'm smelling something. Smells like cowardice.
And chicken nuggets.
Because you would mention, like, why would I mention it? Be like, oh, let's see if I can put it in their head that it's tough to adjust here. But I think for Jimmy Butler, thin air. Come on, dude. He lives in rarefied air, if we're being honest about it. If we are.
In more rarefied air than Jokic?
Oh, Jokic. Please. Media creation. Everybody's out here. Oh, we love the triple-double. Trust me, Jokic. Wait until you lose this series, dude. They're going to tear you down, too. Just like they did to Giannis. All right? Right now, you're the bell at the ball. But that's only because they don't want the Heat to be the bell at the ball.
The what?
Bell at the ball.
What is that?
You ever see Beauty and the Beast? She had her own ballroom, dude.
She was captive.
Dude, tale is old.
She had her own everything.
No, but everybody knows the teapots were singing. You know, tale is old the time. But the problem is the Beast. That's
what you are. What? A singing teapot.
No, the problem is, dude.
No, you're like that fat clock.
Dude, the clock wasn't fat, okay? A clock was a clock. You can't, but there's no body fat on the clock. And second of all, you're the bell of the ball now, Jokic. They'll turn on you. Trust me. As soon as they're doing the same thing to Tatum. They did the same thing to Giannis. They did it to the Knicks.
No, they're not even doing it to Tatum. They're doing it to Jaylen Brown.
They're going to do it to you too, dude. Trust me. Trust me.
They're doing it to Jaylen Brown.
All I'm saying to the Nuggets, quite frankly, is this. Don't lose. Don't lose. Never going to have an opportunity like this again. Hear me out on this, Leroy. Think about this. Mm. Denver, when are they ever going to get a time like this? All the rest, home court advantage, best record left in the NBA. Best player left in the NBA. And, oh, you got the little old Heat just coming in here. Oh, we had a seven-game series, and Jimmy Butler, and all our undrafted guys, and Bam Adebayo, he's 6'8", 6'9". Don't lose. This is your golden opportunity. Jokic, Michael Malone. And what does Michael Malone do? The first chance he has, he tries to play head games. Sense of weakness. It is. Why would you bring up Spo? You think Spo would mention the Heat? The humidity down here? No, it's a ridiculous thing. It's an indoor sport. So this guy's coming out here and he's mentioning elements? All right, we'll see, big boy. We'll see. But I'm telling you right now, dude, this ain't second night of a back-to-back on a West Coast trip. This is a playoff series. All right?
Not just any playoff. The playoff.
This is for the whole enchilada.
Kit and Caboodle?
Yep. The granddaddy of them all.
Oh, Nelly!
Can I hear from Aaron Gordon on defending Jimmy Buckets? This is what...
He talks?
Yeah, yeah, he does. This is what he had to say. Remember, we haven't heard from him since he wrote a diss track on D-Wade for losing the dunk contest.
Jimmy's a difficult cover for different reasons than the guys I've guarded in the past, like KD and LeBron, Kat. Jimmy does everything, you know. He does all the intangible things.
Oh, okay, he called Jimmy intangible. Okay,
gets out in transition.
All right. Intangible!
Back doors, he can spin outs. You know, he does a lot of the game within the game, as well as being really skilled, you know. So he's a difficult cover. Just make it tough for him. Play without fouling to the best of my ability and just compete, you know. That's really what it comes down to.
Why? Okay, can I ask you a question?
You know what? I'm done with this team. I got to be honest with you. This Denver Nuggets team?
You spend two days getting yourself worked
just
up.
Wait. They're just a little.
You spend 2 days
what have you done?
Working yourself up
no.
So you could be mad at Denver.
You know what? I wasn't mad at Denver. Now I'm mad at Denver.
Yeah, that's
You're going to call Jimmy Butler intangibles? You think he's intangibles?
Audacity.
And then you throw, he's also highly skilled. Okay, dude, sorry we're not all blessed with jumping out of the gym like Aaron Gordon, even though you never won a dunk contest. Never won a dunk contest. Never. Second place, bridesmaid, just like you're going to be in this series, dude. And what are you going to do then? Blame Dwayne Wade on giving you a 9? Well, I'll tell you one thing. He ain't giving you a 9. We're giving you 4. 4 losses, and then you can watch the championship fly away.
Are you predicting?
Bum. Sense it. I don't like what they're up to, Leroy. I don't like it. And quite frankly, I'm fed up with it.
Playing with that Stanley Cup got me hungry.
It's a very potent orange. I can smell it over here.
It smells nice.
Oh, I forgot to give you a gift. I got.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something today. I'll be back after this. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 5-6 and I am.
Got a whole lot of jabbity jabs going on over here.
What? What?
Leroy's being very sassy with me today.
Nah, you think everybody, you know what it is? I think such a bastard, dude. So.
Oh, my God. But look, hey, dude, you ain't going to never get to Denver. Look at how short your little fat your legs are.
I look like Jovic would attach me to a carriage. Or Jokic.
Wait, that's a big-ass horse for legs that little.
That's a teaser right there.
Put it this way. He ain't running in under the special events.
No, that's a horse to make sure the other horses are horny. That's what that horse.
Or is. That's what? A horse that you give kids a ride on.
On a farm, JFig, you have what's known as a teaser horse, right? And so,
wait, she just goes and does the.
Well,
she's the basic equivalent to horse Astron.
No. It's actually the.
I feel like there's an episode on Bugs Bunny about that.
It's actually the opposite. It's usually a male horse, and what he does is he makes sure that the female horse is in heat, and he starts humping the wall. But he's typically a dwarf wait. Mini horse.
He doesn't go after the female in heat?
He does, but typically what they do is they put the female in a stall, right? He gives a little sniffy sniff, and then if he mounts the wall, that means she's good to go, and it's breathing.
And then
time.
You bring in the stud.
That's right. It's a tough life. It's a tough life for a teacher.
So wait, you just go in the seat, and you ain't even, and all you get is a hole in the wall?
Well, they don't even get a hole. It's kind of like you got the hooves up on the wood, you know? He doesn't get any relief. It's a tough life.
It's a tough life.
It's a tough life being the teaser horse.
I guess.
It is. But, you know, you don't want little, you know, dwarf horses.
Oh, my gosh.
He wouldn't even be able to get up there either anyway. What, are you going to give him a little step stool? It's not going to work.
Wow. Are you short-shaming a horse?
Yeah. But they don't even use a regular horse? No, like, you're telling me that the female horse would get excited by the baby horse, and then you just switch?
It's not really excited. He's just seen as the female in heat. Is she good to go? You know?
And y'all can't do that? You need to send a horse to his demise to do that?
I don't know. I don't make the rules, dude. That's just what growing up on the farm, that's what they had. Teaser horse. You know?
All right.
Got to see if the horse is horny.
So it's like a fluffer almost for horses?
No, fluffer.
Cause he's not out
no, because there's no touching.
Right.
No, a fluffer would be the guy who has, like, if it's not a thoroughbred horse and it's going to just mount one of those fake horses, that's a fluffer.
But it's kind
of
like a sex bullpen almost. Like, you kind of go in there, you test it out.
It's kind of just like, he's testing the atmosphere. Yeah. You know, he's putting his hoof in the air. But, like, if you're a fluffer, like, there is actually people who have to fluff the horse.
Ugh.
You know? That is a thing.
Dude, farm life sucks. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you, dude. This is how it happens. You want that Kentucky Derby? You don't want to gamble in the Kentucky Derby.
I guess.
I mean, like, that's how they're doing it.
Man, when them horses go to stud, they get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially if you win.
Even if you just on your name.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know? That's why, like, do they even risk sending them out there for Triple Crown? Because you can go fat and sassy if you're already a...
Triple Crown, though.
Oh, Triple Crown's got to be amazing.
So who's the last Triple Crown? 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Let's
see. Carl Yastrzemski.
Huh?
No, because somebody won it before.
No, Mickey won Triple Crown a couple years ago.
Yeah.
No, it was... what was it? It was Justify? Is that the last guy to do it?
I think
Justified,
so.
Yeah.
Justified.
That was like 3 years ago?
American Pharaoh.
3 years ago.
All right, so let's see. Justify's stud fee.
Cool. It's got to be six digits.
250?
No, more than that. Maybe.
Triple Crown runner Justify has been confirmed. Justify will stand. What the hell's the stud fee, though, dude?
Give me 400. Let's
see. 250. But that's whether you have a kid or not.
Oh, so it's just
that's
a shot.
Just the, just
take a
the,
shot.
Yeah.
Suit your shot?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, a lot of it I think you have to have a standing foal. That's the rule.
Okay.
I think the foal's gotta be born, I think it's gotta nurse.
Okay.
I believe that's how it's gotta go. Maybe the rules have changed from old Tobe's farm life.
Oh good.
They just have one horse at a time?
Yeah, what do you think? There's horse orgies going on?
No, a litter.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, they only have one horse at a time.
Oh, you mean like, he can as long as many times. I think it's usually like a day, one a
no,
day.
No, but I'm saying.
Although
no.
Horse orgies does sound interesting.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they don't have like regular animals. They don't have a litter.
No.
They have one at a time.
One at a time.
Listen, you know, I'll go right to the
They're story. Like human beings almost in that aspect.
Right.
They have one. Maybe twins every once in a while. I don't know. I don't hang out with a lot of horse births.
I did. I've
no,
had my
you didn't. You
before.
Still don't. All the questions we ask you, can't answer.
Well, I love riding horses.
I wasn't part of the business, dude. I was just like, you know, part of making sure the horse was okay. That was my first, you know, that was my first farm job, though. Like, I got to basically, my dad paid me in candy and food. I basically just stayed up all night, made sure no horse babies were there. If it did, old ring phone on the bat phone. I got to stay
up. Oh, so you were lookout?
Lookout, yeah.
What a suck-ass job. That's a terrible job.
It says that American Pharaoh's stud fee, $200,000.
Yeah.
There you go.
$200,000.
Yeah, I would say Justify might be a little more because American Pharaoh was second, right?
No, American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown years ago, 2015.
Oh, okay. And then Justify won.
And then Justify won.
Okay.
A few years later.
$200,000. So it's just $200,000. He living that good life.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that. Never mind.
It's no love, though, Dan. It's just in and out. It's business.
Once again, I wish. No, I'm not going to finish that statement.
I want you to, actually.
You know? It seems like it could be a charm life, but it could also have its
pitfalls.
But here's
the deal. Here's what they do, okay? They'll pay the stuffy, buy the horse, and then sell the horse. And sometimes those horses go for $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Those horses are going to go crazy right. amount of money.
So that's how that goes. But the owner of the horse doesn't care, right? $200,000. You know what I'm saying? You can make what? $600,000 a week?
Yeah, but then you got to take care of the horse too.
It's not cheap.
But $600,000 a week? That'd be the best groom horse ever.
A lot of pressure to
when
perform.
That's
why you gotta have a teaser horse.
When we stud, we get bills.
Yeah.
They stud, they get treats. And
oh,
carrots.
No, for the horse, it's a great life.
Right.
That horse has a good life going, dude.
For a man, that's bills.
You know?
What are you talking about? School.
You got no responsibility.
I gotta keep my own.
They don't even got it's not even like Lion King, you know, where like at least Simba had to get some life lessons, you know, unfortunately what happened, you know, before what happened to Mufasa, right? But like this horse doesn't even get a raise. Doesn't even give an inspirational speech to the horse before it starts its racing career.
Nope.
You know?
And you can't even go and like you can't even go in there and do everything yourself.
Right.
Right? You just going in there for work.
I feel like if I was in stud fee, I feel like the dad's got to do some raising as well. You know, like give a couple of speeches right before the Derby.
Dude, I'm telling you that like this, there's so many like horses that have relatives out there because they all give them the same names. They all have like a different variance of the same.
Oh, yeah, like Seattle Slough. Everybody was Slough this, right. Slough this, Slough that.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
That was a you know like hey.
And then you just and then there's guys and then. You ever go to the track and they'll name the dad or the mom of the horse and they go, ooh, that's a good bloodline. I'm gonna bet that. Really? Said the horse has 1.5 legs. You still betting it because, yeah.
I think I have my horse's name now.
What?
Harbinger.
Harbinger. Harbinger.
I think I'm going with Harbinger. Oh. Was Harbinger strifing this fortune too long?
No,
nobody would bet on that horse. Nobody would bet on that horse, even if it was the favorite.
You could just say strife and misfortune. And down the stretch they come. Strife and misfortune is leading the way. Oh no, the jockey fell off the horse. That is true strife and misfortune. You know something's got to happen, right?
Of course,
something's got to happen. That is the worst feeling in the world, right? It doesn't happen often. A horse would be leading the way. A bird would fly on around the thing. The horse would get spooked. Throw the jockey off. He going to win the race without the jockey.
Which doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
You got to keep the jockey on.
Right. Hey, what show are you doing?
I just fired off. Sorry.
That was his voice, actually.
No, I know, but I'm saying.
My computer was a harbinger of strife and misfortune there because I had the volume up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.